I will call to order the August 23rd, 2016 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Welcome, everyone.
Oh, there you go.
First item on our agenda is approval of the June 28, 2016 minutes. As has been previously distributed to the board. Is there any discussion or is there a motion?
I shall move.
I shall motion to approve the minutes. And we can vote.
Morning, Jeff.
I'm not getting any more.
All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes have been approved. First item on the regular agenda is a request for a side yard setback at 1436 Wilmington Island Road, and we'll hear from staff this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner for the property at 1436 Wilmington Island Road is requesting approval of a 3-foot side yard setback variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement in conjunction with a proposed addition to an existing single-family residence. And this is a tax map of the lot in question at 1436 Wilmington Island Road. Along the Wilmington River, it is developed with a single-family residence. And this site plan shows the existing residence and accessory structures. Wilmington Island Road is here. In the darkened area, you can see the area of the proposed encroachment. I'm gonna make this a little larger to illustrate a point. The existing house along the southern property line, as you can see, encroaches currently into the 10-foot side yard setback by 3 feet at this location. The petitioner's intent is to expand this portion of the property, of the residence, out to match the existing southern boundary wall along that property line. In this aerial view, you can see where the garage, the rear of the garage, is inset from the rear of the rest of the house, which is where the area of the proposed encroachment would be. This is another view of the house. The proposed encroachment is essentially under that tree that you see right here. We did hear from one neighbor regarding this property. The property owner immediately adjacent did call on last week to get an understanding of the petition. They did not, based on our conversation, oppose or support the variance, but wanted to know some more information about what was being proposed. We should mention that we do not have any information in our files as to how or why the existing encroachment occurred. However, it was obviously done either at the time of the original construction of this residence, which was 15 years ago, or some portion of this may have been done as an addition. The petitioner may be able to speak toward that. Based on the existing encroachment and the current between the two properties, staff finds that there will be no additional impacts made on the adjacent property, and based on that finding, we're recommending approval of the 3-foot side yard setback variance.
What I'm looking at the
trees.
I can't see under the trees, and I also can't tell what it is they're proposing to do here. The proposed area of expansion just shows.
Yeah, in the site plan, the darkened area is where the expansion, is what the expansion would be. So it's essentially a bump out of the attached garage and a portion of the house, 3 additional feet going south.
To accommodate what?
The expansion of the house and the garage. In fact, let's see.
That may be a question better answered by the petitioner.
Any other questions for staff at this time? Anyone here on behalf of the petitioner?
Good morning. Sign in.
Thanks. State your name and raise your right hand.
Shauna Casera.
Ms. Casera, do you affirm that the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Right, thank you.
I don't know that I have that much more to add than Mr. Watson. To clarify the intent architecturally, the client would like to expand the mudroom to accommodate this washer and dryer and sink area. Currently, the wall is even with where this dark hatched wall comes across, even with the garage wall down here. So they would like to bump out here in the mudroom and then add this bit of storage space in the garage. The wall would come out to this 7-foot setback line from the property line.
Questions for the petitioner?
So really the whole purpose of this is to expand the mudroom, and as long as you're doing it, might as well add another space.
That was the thought with the garage. Mm-hmm.
All right, there are no further questions of the petitioner. We'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve. Probably second. And the petition has been approved. I assume he was our next petitioner. Sorry. Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? You know what happens when you assume, right?
Yeah. Story of my life.
Guess I should sign in as well. Two petitions, one more person here.
That's right. And all my children will take you.
Second petition is about to And will you state your name and raise your right hand?
All right, okay. Kenneth Stanford.
Mr. Stanford, do you affirm that the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the neighbor. I live immediately next door, south of this residence. And it will come 3 feet out and intrude on our 10-foot separation, 10-foot sidebar rule, I guess you call it. Yeah, that big aerial picture you showed didn't actually show this. This just, but the drawing should be sufficient, I know. Well, it's a 10-foot setback rule, and when we built our house, we had to adhere to it, each side of 10 feet between the next property. And their actual house itself, not talking about this space, already is only 4 feet back from the property line, which I'm not really complaining. That was built, I think, before the 10-foot sidebar rule was in existence, their main residence. The property we're talking about has been an addition to the property, and it was 10 feet off our property line. But now they want to come 3 feet out, which makes it seven, which will give us 7 feet clearance off our property line. And that's not a real big thing. I just had some questions about it. Does this take my approval, or it just takes the board's approval here to pass this?
Just the board approval.
Yeah, okay.
But opinion matters a lot to us.
Right.
Well, I'm not really heavily against it. I can't say that's the way that my whole family feels, but I mean, I see what she's trying to do, and that doesn't seem like the worst situation, I don't think. I have one question for the architect, though. We have an air conditioning system that even comes out farther than that. Will that still?
That will actually be relocated.
Will it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you look at this plan here, the fence, oh, sorry, Marcus, no, can sorry, you switch us back care. Over? Okay. So we've got the fence, the existing fence down here in the corner, and that stays in the current location. And the HVAC units will be moved all the way down here. So we'll tuck them in past where the new bump out occurs.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does. And the door that exists there now, if they come out of the side, will that be done away with?
She'd like to relocate that door all the way down here and just have a small doggy door opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that the main person-sized door will go away, and she'll put in just a small dog access door to get to the fenced-in area.
I gotcha. Do you know anything? I don't know if this is the appropriate place to ask. They have a garbage container area there also that comes out the door. Does that stay where it is, or does it move?
We'd like to also accommodate the trash cans down here at this end next to the
yeah.
HVAC.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I think that's all for her. One question I have, does this set any kind of precedent among other neighbors in my neighborhood? If this passes, does each neighbor, if another neighbor wants to build onto their existing property, does this set a precedent in any way by me?
We hear each case individually.
Okay, so each case would be done on an individual.
It's on their
okay. I guess that's all I had. I'm not really totally against it, but you know, some of my neighbors have concerns about setting a precedent and that type of thing. But so, being as it's an individual thing, I guess that wouldn't come into play here. Okay, well, I guess I don't have any major objections to it.
They probably could.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate your input.
Okay, all right.
Revote.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
You might want to ask if there's anybody else.
Now I know there's no one else.
And I was moved to reaffirm.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of reaffirming the prior vote, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. It's approved again.
Hoorah.
We do have a second
matter on our agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I could probably give the board a little bit of an update on this second item on our agenda. I spoke to the petitioner's agent this morning, and he was, or is, in Oklahoma with his daughter who's going to college and was not able to get back. His problem with the airport or something. He thought he could make it back, and it's not going to be able to be here for the meeting. He did request that the item be heard, although he cannot be here. The board does have the discretion to do that, so you all can choose whether to hear it, continue it, or take some other action. But I did speak to him this morning, and he did make that request.
Yep. I think we should hear it.
Okay. I did too.
I think so as well. Well, hear from staff this time.
Okay. This is a property at 220 Brown Thrush Road. This is a single-family residence within the Henderson Golf Community. And the petitioner is requesting a 2-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement. They're proposing to construct a 1-story addition onto an existing single-family residence. This is a tax map of the property, and really probably the best exhibit of what we're going to really be discussing here today. So the subject property is located here, 220 Brown Thrush. This is a site plan that shows the property boundaries and setbacks. As you can see, it's an irregularly shaped lot. The petitioner's proposed addition is in this location, and the 25-foot rear setback line is here. There's also a 15-foot drainage easement and a 20-foot power easement that runs across the rear of the petitioner's property. And in this aerial photograph, you can see the residence here, power easement and drainage easement that runs behind this house. This area adjacent to the subject property is common area within the Henderson Golf Community. It's too narrow, of course, to build any additional homes, so no new residences will exist either in this location or to the rear of the property because of the way it's laid out. In this image, there is an existing uncovered patio on the rear of the house, and that's essentially where the proposed addition would go. We did not have any correspondence from any neighboring property owners. We do believe that based on the irregular shape of the house, as well as the encroaching easements on the rear of the property, that no impacts will be had that are negative if this variance is granted. Staff is recommending approval of the 2-foot rear yard setback variance for 220 Brown Thrush Road.
Move it to approve.
Second.
Based on the fact that it's an irregular shaped lot.
Well, if we like them all, it'd be that easy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the street where they just had a rather major crime incident?
Seems like it.
You remember hearing that maybe a week or 10 days ago? Mm-hmm.
Well, we're adjourned.
I have a question, if I might, Mr. Chairman. Just out of curiosity, Marcus, what determines whether we put these things on our agenda for review versus a staff approval? What's the determining factor?
Well, under the current ordinance, there is no what we're calling administrative approval in our new ordinance. There are some thresholds by which the staff can approve, if you will, a variance. But under the current ordinance, those thresholds don't exist. So any variance to development standards has to be approved by this board.
Okay. Thank you.
We have had that conversation quite a lot. We've had people coming for 1 foot.
Whether it's large or small, depends on if they've got larger pieces or not.
Our minutes are better.
That way, I can keep them kind of, at least a little bit organized.
You have a folder?
No, I create a folder for each one.
And let me make one more comment related to Mr. Blackburn's comment.
I got to go over to
Jessica, other boards. But she's going to be working with our board exclusively now. There's been some changes in staffing. So she'll be working with us, and we've had that conversation about the minutes. So she'll be doing them going forward. So I think everybody will be happy with that result.
I mean, we don't particularly want to pointed out that we voted before we heard from the opposition. But other than that, we do want to know that the neighbor was here.
Keep your minutes in moderation.
Well, I think he ended up being happier. I think he was hearing about the trash can issue or something.
I spoke to his wife a couple of days ago, and she seemed to be a little more